speeches. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Trump speaking at a political rally Saturday night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, denouncing President Biden's Philadelphia speech where he condemned MAGA Republicans.
The most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens plus another probably 75 to 150, if we want to be accurate about it.
It's the former president's first major political event since the start of the FBI investigation into the documents seized at his Mar-a-Lago estate. NASA once again scrubbing its latest massive moon rocket launch of Artemis 1 due to a hydrogen leak.
We do not launch until we think it's right. And these teams have labored over that. And that is the conclusion that they came to.
Bill Nelson, NASA administrator. Another launch attempt is set for October. Police arresting the suspect accused of stealing a plane and circling around Tupelo, Mississippi for hours Saturday morning. Fox's Charles Watson has the latest from Jackson, Mississippi.
The suspect has been identified as Corey Patterson. Police say he is facing grand larceny charges and charges of making terroristic threats, with federal charges pending in connection to that plane. Police say he stole and threatened to crash into a Walmart. Tupelo Police Chief John Quacca tells us Patterson is a 10-year employee of Tupelo Aviation, where he fuels planes. Now, police aren't sure whether or not Patterson had a license to pilot, but they do believe he has at least some flight experience.
The Department of Homeland Security is now involved in the investigation and trying to identify a motive. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Searchers continue to look for the Tennessee mom who was kidnapped while jogging early Friday morning. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the story.
This is a story of a 34-year-old mom who didn't return home from a jog. This is a case where video apparently has shown to police Eliza Fletcher being taken. She was forced into, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, a dark-colored GMC Terrain. It happened around 4:30 a.m. Fletcher's routine early morning run right near the University of Memphis. Fletcher was last seen wearing a bright pink top and purple shorts. Authorities say that surveillance video showed them that Fletcher was approached by an unknown suspect and, after a brief struggle, was forced into the SUV. Her phone and water bottle were found near the scene by a home that was owned by the university.
Her family has set up a $50,000 reward for anyone who comes forward with information on Eliza Fletcher's abduction. Questions continue to grow concerning speculation on White House officials working with Facebook employees before the 2020 presidential election. Fox's Jerry Willis has the report.
The White House is now facing increased scrutiny over emails that appear to show direct coordination between high-ranking administration officials and Facebook employees in an effort to police speech on their platforms. A bulk of these emails show correspondence between Facebook and the CDC during the pandemic. One White House official going as far as to request that a Tony Fauci parody be removed from Facebook. The Facebook rep that received the request replying on it. One CDC official even suggesting recurring meetings.
Today marks the first full Saturday of the college football season. Number 3 Georgia Bulldogs trounced number 11 Oregon Ducks 49-3. Number 1 ranked Alabama leading Utah State 41-0 at halftime. And number 5 Notre Dame is up 10-7 against number 2 Ohio State at halftime. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.